afternoon, sir.
Water.
Water?
Yeah, water.
Well, we only serve paying customers, so you'll have to order more than water. If you're broke, go somewhere else. Hmm?
50 dumplings. Is it a deal?
Huh?
You feed me, and I'll take care of those guys for you.
But.
But what?
Maybe for 20.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going one dumpling lower.
Hey! Where's my tea?
Yes, sir, it's coming right up!
What's with you?
I'm really sorry. It was an accident.
I don't want to hear it. All I want to know is how you're going to make it up to me.
I.
One finger or two? Well, I suppose one ought to be enough.
Hey, what are you doing?
Wait.
Cut it out! Let go!
Master, let me take care of this. I wanted to give the new blade a test cut anyway, and she'll do just fine.
Somebody, help me.
Stop struggling, or you lose more than just a finger. Well now, what'll it be? Your nose, maybe? Or how about an ear? Or perhaps your little...
100 dumplings!
Huh?
Well, boys, your lives ain't worth squat, are they?
Excuse me?
Do the math. 100 dumplings for all you guys? What's that work out to? 5 dumplings a pop?
His math's way off.
You're a gutsy little punk, but if you don't shut that big mouth, you're gonna piss me off. Watch your ass, or I'll try out my new sword on you someday.
Why not right now? Forget all that formal crap about coming at me one at a time. I'll take all you bitches on!
This is the Cool Concept Podcast with your boy Mika Miles. And today we have a special guest, Samurai Guru. What's up, man?
What's going on with you, man? Just chilling out here in this quarantine status in California, you know?
Yeah, I've been staying home all day, bored as hell. I don't even know what to do, man.
I'm right there with you, man. You know, I done made about 15 beats already. I'm like, all right, man, let me just start.
Oh, wow.
On this Call of Duty or some shit, get the nerves out or something, man.
That's enough to make an album, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Definitely. All
right, it's been a while. We worked together before on the Samurai Shin project.
Yes.
The last time... I listened to your project was Under the Tree.
Oh yeah, yes sir. Yes,
yeah, that was a dope project. No problem. So tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, for me, man, I just turned 28. I'm just a chill, regular California dude living in Southern California. Started making beats. I'd say about. Real heavy about 4 or 5 years ago when I really kind of started getting into it. I really got into the production side of everything when I first watched Samurai Shampoo. And got onto New Jobbies and Two
Classic
Fat John. Yeah, man, you already know, dude. That's number one or two for me, man. It's up there. It's still yep. Fighting with a couple other ones, but for sure, man. But yeah, dude, I just, you know, love making music, man, bringing good energy to the table for everyone. And, mm-hmm. And, you know, just doing what I'm passionate about, man. You know, like we all are, dude.
That's dope, man. That's dope. I have a special place for the Samurai Champloo soundtrack. A special place for that. I listen to that religiously every single day.
Yeah, man. Dude, so, I'm telling you, man. It's unbelievable how much that impacted me also, dude. So I know I'm not the only one, and we're not going to be the last. You know, it's going to be... 6-year-old right now, they're gonna see Shampoo in like 5 years. What the hell, this is crazy, man. You know, and then they're gonna all be heartbroken when they figure out it's one season. Like,
yeah. So, okay. So, at what age did you start making beats?
I kind of started messing around when I was about maybe 17. My brother had bought me a Kai MPD 25.
Mm-hmm.
Was messing around with it. It came with a free little Ableton software. So, you know, I'm into it, but not really, really into it because I was doing sports and stuff back then. And after, you know, finish up with college a little bit, I was like, oh, okay, you know, let me start getting back into it. And then one of my homies, Matt, told me, I was about 20 or 21, he was like, yeah, dude, you know, let's take this electronic music composition class. I'm like, whatever, it's an elective, let's try it out, you know, let's see what it's like. Hopped into it, man, and my professor, Mr. Simonson, cool dude, man. He put me up on game, you know, with, you know, how to even put a loop together at first, or, you know, how to chop a sample, or, you know, what low end and high end is and all this, you know, and how to blend and mixes and stuff. And it just kind of took off from there. And, you know, my boy Matt was the one who actually showed me Shampoo. So shout out to him, man.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. So who inspired you to make music?
So coming up, I was heavily into like classic rock and, you know, like prog stuff and alternative music and everything. And if I had to give it my top three inspirations, it would definitely be Hendrix up there.
Okay.
I'd have to throw in. This is a tough one. You put me in a rock and a hard place, man. I'd honestly have to throw Pharrell in there with his whole shit back in the day, man, and N.E.R.D. and everything. Those dudes were unbelievable. So N.E.R.D. and Pharrell, man, for number two. And then for number three, man, to be honest, I'm probably going to throw a tie between Dilla and Mujabi, man. Like, those are probably the three biggest impacts in my life because at first, it was the classic rock stuff. So I learned about Hendrix and, you know, Van Halen and all that. I'm like, oh, man, this is cool. Started playing guitar. And then fell into, you know, middle school and high school watching VH1 Classics when I got up, or VH1 Jumpstart. That's when I first saw Number One with Pharrell and Kanye. And I was like, oh, shit, this is dope. And, you know, went down that route, man, and then so forth into college and found out about Mujabi and Dilla. And that's my biggest inspirations for making music, man.
Okay. Well, it's sad that they died.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Yeah. It's really sad. Cause
yeah, man.
I always wonder how they would impact music in today's day and age. So,
to be honest, I think about that too, man. I really believe we'd be in a different space sonically just because of the fact, as sad as it sounds, like, artists for some reason get way more love when they pass away. It makes no sense. And when you think about it, you know, when Dilla and Mujabi's work here, you know, they got love, but not to the degree that they got when they passed
away.
So I just kind of take it in where I think the universe, you know, we all have a purpose, man. You come and you serve that purpose, and, you know, look at the effects they have afterwards.
Yeah. Rest in peace to both of them. I just wish I could listen to more of their music, or newer music of them.
Exactly, dude. I know some secret Dilla tapes out there that I still need to get a hold of, man. So,
yeah.
At least we got something to hunt for, you know.
Okay, so you recently dropped your new song, which is dope as hell, called Enter the Dojo.
Yes, sir.
What was your thought process on making this beat?
For me, this beat is just a taste of, you know, what's to come in the future, 2020 for Samurai Guru and so forth. And making this specific beat right here, you know, coming up when I first started making beats and putting them out, you know, I was still new to the game and figuring out what my sound was and everything. And, you know, I leaned heavier towards the lo-fi sound, leaned heavier sometimes towards the boom-bap sound, sometimes towards a, you know, experimental sound of, like, you know, a fly low or something. But over time, you know, I just kind of feel like Enter the Dojo was kind of my first, like, that's me 100% sound, you know? That was my whole idea into that track, you know, when I was creating it.
Okay. Yeah, I love the song. It's really dope. It just reminds me a lot with new jobbies. Reminds me a lot.
Awesome, man. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
Man, no problem, man. What is one thing every song must have for it to be solid?
For every track, what does it need for it to be solid?
Yeah.
I think that's just to, you know, the creator and the listener. You know, there's some tracks out there that are real minimalistic, kind of, you know, not too much to them, but they just hit home so hard, it's crazy. Mm. There's some out there that are super complex and got, you know, bridges and alternate courses and shit, and it's like, damn, this is amazing, you know? But I think it all just comes off of the energy that's produced from the track itself. For that to be created, I feel like it has to come from a true place, from the creator, whoever making the music itself. You know,
okay.
A lot of people could touch the same sample and it would come out 100 different ways. You know what I mean?
It's just, yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, some shit clicks and some shit doesn't, man. That's just life.
Okay. All right. So you have 6 projects under your belt.
Yeah.
Which of these are your best work and why? The Atmosphere of Menelies, Under the Tree, the Dojo Session Series, Glitch, Recollaborate, if I got that right. Distant Cosmos. Which of those are your best work?
You know, they all, at the time that they were created,
yeah,
they were all my best work to me personally, you know, but as you evolve, you know, you create different stuff that's just more you at the moment. If I had to speak on it, I think that my the most connection I have for the two projects that I could name specifically would be Recalibrate and then Distant Cosmos. Those two, just because with Distant Cosmos, that was a time when, you know, shit, nobody knew the name Samurai Guru or anything. It was just, I was just a dude who just made a SoundCloud account and just was like, fuck it, I'm gonna put up a tape, you know? And, and you know, got some decent feedback from it, man. And it connected me with my boy Thomas Prime and Bob 42JH with Cold Classic Records in the UK.
Okay.
Just kind of took me off from there. With Recalibrate, I felt like that was my most solid overall project. And, you know, I got to work with Daddy Kev and Alpha Pub Records and Jay Keaton and all them. That's like family now. So, you know, it opened a lot of doors and stuff and allowed me to see a different side of, you know, being a musician as a professional, from a professional standpoint at least. You know, it's more to it than just making the music and then putting the cover together and then I'm gonna just throw it out. You know, you kind of have to put more of a game plan behind it if you want to really get something from it. You know, that's the biggest thing. Sometimes, you know, like for instance, my track Calm Mornings that I put out on the bonus track of the Glitch album, for Glitch. You know, that's my biggest song to date, and I wasn't even gonna put that track out. You know, it was my boy Nick from Nikubi Tapes in Greece. He was like, yeah, man, let's put a couple more tracks on here, you know, to fill up the cassette, because the original album Glitch was about 15 minutes too short. So I was like, all right. So I sent him over a batch of just other beats I had, and he was like, oh, shit, man, this one has to go in there. This Calm Mornings track, man, this is crazy. And like I said, that was just a simple beat with a guitar sample, nice drum loop that I put together, and, you know, a couple little different sections, A section, B section, and that was it. And it's only 2 minutes long, man. And shit, that's my biggest song today, bro. I think it's on like 3 million plays or something. And it makes no sense because I don't really care for the song as much as I think other people do. But the more and more I listen to it over time, I'm like, oh, I can see, you know, where people connect with this track. And you just never know, man. You know, different things hit different people different ways, man.
Okay, okay. Wow. All right. So I should have asked you this first. Or the second question.
Yeah.
How did the name Samurai Guru came about?
Samurai Guru, man. So my original name when I first started picking beats was Dot J. which was like one of the worst names in history, but it was just Dot and my name is Jeremy, so I was like, fuck it, that'll work out. And my boy Milo Remora, my boy Alex, best friend I know since I was a kid, he was like, man, you know, shit, we gotta come up with something better pretty much, man. Like, you know, you got some good shit here, we need a good name, you know, just to rock with it, man. And I'm like, okay. And we started putting our ideas together. And this was right around the time I was really getting into Samurai Champloo and anime really heavy and everything. And I was like, okay. I'm obviously into the samurai culture and I love the aspects that it brings to life. Yep. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, be one of the best, you know, to make beats. You know, I'm not necessarily in it to be the greatest ever, because I think that's a personal opinion, but I want to be, you know, one of the greatest to do it. And, you know, I want to be the one that, a person like that. And he was like, what's a good word that goes with that? And he brought up the word guru, and I was like, oh shit, you know, like, I think that might work. And, you know, he was like, what about samurai guru? And I'm like, wow. It sounded like it was just too much going on at first, and I was like, hey, you know what, the more people I told, they're like, no, that kind of rings, bro, I can rock with that. And, you know, long story short, we stuck with it, man, and that's what it is today, man.
Oh wow, that's a cool story, man. Wow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my boy Alex, Milo Remora. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any new projects coming that you want to tell us about?
Yeah. So next month, I got a collaborative project that I'm releasing out with the Kubi Tapes again. It's called Dojo Sessions Part 3, Legend of the Shibuya Twins. So it's gonna be a nice little interesting ride. You know, something that, you know, one thing I love about my Dojo Session series is that it's just more of a freelance style project for me, so I can kind of, you know, I can just put whatever I want to put on there that I'm feeling at the moment, you know, versus like an album where you kind of put more in depth and more, you know, extra thought into it. I feel like with my Dojo Sessions projects, it's a good way to release excess creative energy, if you know, if I could put it into a certain understanding.
Okay. All right. So that's all the serious questions I have for you.
Yes,
we'll get into the fun questions now.
Okay.
So you go into a vinyl store. You're looking for that one vinyl.
Okay.
What is it and why?
I go into the store, I'm looking for that one vinyl. For me, specifically,
yeah.
What can I even... I'm going to have to say... shit, man. If I'm going into a record store and I'm looking for one specific vinyl, I don't...
Yep.
I'm going to the elevator music section, library music.
Mm.
You know, that's my type of lane. I love sampling that shit because you always get something random. Just like different shit that's a little open for you to be able to work with. You know, I love library music.
Okay.
So that'd be the section I'm going to. As for, man, I can't think of a specific artist. It's just too many of them. Bro. It would be in that section. Bro. It would be that section.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. So, favorite superhero or anime character?
Ooh, shit. Okay. For me, man, I think, to be honest, I'm gonna have to rock with Mugen, bro. Like that's my number one guy right there, bro.
So,
because I'm wild as shit.
Mugen, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, he's my favorite too. Man. So he's my favorite. He's my favorite.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I feel like I relate to him. I feel like I relate to him on a lot of levels, and I'm like, I'm wild just like he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think internally I want to be like Jin, but I can't because it's just
not. Yeah, that, you're just not calm, cool, collected.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
No. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, New Jobbies or J Dilla or Fat John?
Damn. Hey, you know what, man? Fat John has hits, bro.
Yeah, he does.
I hate that he don't get the love that he deserves. Bro.
He does. He does.
He has some projects out there, bro, that fucking go, man. So shout out to Fat John.
Yeah.
But when you put him up to the two goats, it's hard to even, you know, recollect where how he could be on the same atmosphere as him. So I'm gonna put him. I gotta give him his respect as an honorable mention first off, and then between Villa and Nujabi, I think on my average day to day, for how my mind works and who I could probably listen to, you know, forever, just that one artist, I'm gonna have to go with Nujabi, bro. Like, no disrespect to anybody or Dilla heads or anything, because I love Dilla equally, but for the type of music I'm into, heavier leans more towards Nujabi.
Okay, okay. All right. What's your favorite anime of all time?
Favorite anime of all time. You know what? I'm gonna have to roll with this anime called Mushishi.
Mushishi. So, I think I heard of it. Is it?
Yeah, bro. It's about this guy who walks around and he like cures people by releasing like negative energy and chakra from them that they can't see, that he can see. And he goes into these villages and they don't know what's going on. It's basically like us with the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? And he comes in and he's just like, I know what it really is, bro. It's like your chakras is off, your chi is off, and this is what's going on because of what you're doing here, and we need to balance this energy out here. It's crazy, bro, and the soundtrack is beautiful. It's a really mellow, slow-paced anime, but that's just my energy, bro. So Mushishi will go there. I know most people will be like, what the fuck is that? You talking about shampoo this whole time. You said Mushishi. Like, check it out, bro, and then, you know, you let me know.
I think I watched one episode, and then I went to another anime. I know which anime you're talking about.
When you get time to watch it, trust me, man, it's a great watch. It's a great series.
Did he have a dress shirt or something like that, or?
He had like white hair, and he would always wear like a white button up type shirt.
Bro. Yeah. I watched one episode, and I just moved on to another anime. But we'll watch that in the near future.
Yeah, man, whenever you get a chance, man.
So your favorite food you like to eat?
I love pupusas, bro. Yeah, it's El Salvadorian thing, man. Like the pupusas, bro, they hit the spot every time, bro. I don't know if you guys have those in Canada, man.
I think we do, but I just never heard of it or seen it in my whole entire life.
I forgot the type of flour stuff they use, but it's like imagine getting beans and like chicken and cheese and then putting it inside like a fully enclosed tortilla, you know what I'm saying? Like instead of you just like having a tortilla on the bottom, the tortilla surrounds the whole thing and everything else is like the filling on the inside of it.
Oh,
it's bad, bro. Shit hits. It's a great to go like food, bro. Yeah, man. Well, like just Google it. You'll be like, oh shit, this is great.
okay. Alright. Do you want to give any advice to upcoming producers?
Advice for upcoming producers, man. I would say, and even myself, I'm still an upcoming producer, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, by no way, shape, or form, like, on. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get there. But, yeah. You know, even advice to myself, even instinctively, for all of us, you know, you have to continue to move forward with whatever it is that you're trying to do, even if you catch losses at times, you know, because sometimes you need that to wake up. Sometimes you need, you know, certain things that you just assume this is going to work, but it doesn't. It forces you to reevaluate stuff, you know, and never get down on yourself as an artist. Just always reevaluate, bro, recalibrate, and just come back stronger. You know what I'm saying? It's not saying that you got to come back and get 40 million plays or some shit. It just keep going, man, because it's going to pay off in the long run. Trust me, bro. Somebody's going to hear your stuff. and it's going to work out, bro, you know? And that, I would say, just be consistent and be disciplined.
Yep.
And, you know, and hone in on what it is that you are, you know? Don't always attempt to mold yourself with the times, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. oh, mumble rap is popping, or, you know, EDM is popping, or,
yeah,
you know, and, you know, now lo-fi is the new shit that everybody wants to hop on. It's like, you know, like,
exactly.
You know, just create what you are, man, you know, and it's going to speak for itself.
Okay, all right, go ahead and share your social media links.
Yeah, man, Instagram Samurai Visions, Twitter Samurai Visions, Facebook Samurai Guru, and all music platforms Samurai Guru.
Okay, so I'd like to thank you on coming on this episode. It's been a pleasure. I'm a fan of your work, so thank you.
Likewise, man.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up, man, please.
Hey, well, man, appreciate it. You too, man. Keep doing your thing, yeah. Man. I'm ready for whenever you're ready to start the next season of Samurai Shen. I'm on it.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. All right.
Oh, no doubt, man. Appreciate it, man.
This ends this episode on Cool Concept, and we are out.
Yes, sir.